of MI5.
Right.
And they're doing stuff to my brain.
Okay.
And they're out again now.
Okay, that must be very difficult for you. Yeah. How long has this been going on for, Andy?
About 2 months.
Right. And how did you first work out this what was happening?
I came home one time and they'd moved the TV to the other side of the room,
right.
And I knew then.
And what was it that you knew at that moment?
That they were for MR5.
Right, okay. So it's been going on a couple of months?
Yeah, this new lecturer started at uni, and he works for MI5.
Right.
And he basically drafted my housemates in, putting them against me.
Okay. Now, I've noticed a couple of times while we've been talking, you've sort of looked round you into the room as if you're checking for something. Could I ask you what's happening at those times?
Oh, I can hear them talking.
Right. Who is it you can hear?
My housemates.
Right. So that you recognise it as their voices?
Yeah, I can hear them all the time.
Right. How many voices can you hear, Andy?
Three. There's three of them.
Okay. And do they sound real, like my voice sounds talking to you now?
Yeah, it's odd. It's like I can hear them when they're not here.
Right.
And
so what when they're not in the house with you?
Yeah, it's like they're in the other room or something.
Okay. Okay. And can you hear what they're actually saying?
Yeah, they're talking about me.
Right, okay.
They're always talking about me.
Okay.
They're always commenting on everything that I'm doing.
Right. Can you give me an example of what they would say?
Well, like if I'm packing your bags for the uni or something, they'll comment on that, like he's left the house now.
Okay.